Welcome to Toirat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Pamela Rifka-Simonson, and today we will be studying Yehoshua Perek Tes Zion, chapter 16. Back in Bereishis, chapter 48, Yosef is told that Yaakov, his father, is sick. Vayikach es shnei vonov imoy, es Menashe ve es Ephraim. He takes his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, with him, says Rashi, so that Yaakov can bless them before he dies. Yaakov says, Va'ato, shnei vonecha hanoladim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim, and now, your two sons who were born to you in the land of Egypt, ad boi elecha Mitzrayimo, until I came to you to the land of Egypt, li heim. They are mine. Ephraim u'Menashe, kira'uvein v'shim'ain yihiyu li. Ephraim and Menashe shall be to me like Reuven and Shim'ain. They are mine. Menashe and Ephraim are Yaakov's grandchildren, but he is referring to them here as being counted among his sons, to take a share in the land, according to Rashi. Menashe and Ephraim will each receive a portion in Eretz Yisrael. In our chapter of study for today, Yehoshua chapter 16, we are told about the borders of the area of land given as territory to Ephraim, which is one of the tribes of Yosef. Verse 1, Vayetze hagoyrel livnei Yosef, miyardein yirichoy lemei yirichoy mizracho, hamidbar oile miyirichoy bahar beis el. And the lot for the children of Yosef went out from the Yardain at Yirichoy to the waters of Yirichoy on the east, to the wilderness that goes up from Yirichoy on the mountain to beis el. The next two verses continue geographic description. Their portion occupies the central part of the land. Then verse 4 says, Vayinchalu v'nei Yosef, Menashe v'Ephraim. The children of Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim, took their inheritance. And then verse 5 starts, Vayihi gavul b'nei Ephraim l'mishpachosam. And the border of the children of Ephraim, according to their families, was. And then the verses describe the borders of the territory of Ephraim. So first it is mentioning a portion given to both Menashe and Ephraim, but then it focuses in on the inheritance of Ephraim. And we are not told the details of Menashe's area until the next chapter. The Ramban on Bamidbar 26:54 explains that first Yehoshua drew the lot for the two of them, Menashe and Ephraim together, Vayetze hagoyrel livnei Yosef, the lot for the children of Yosef went out, so their area altogether was determined, and after that it was divided by goyrel, by lot, into two separate portions, one for Ephraim and one for Menashe. Vayinchalu v'nei Yosef, Menashe v'Ephraim. The children of Yosef, Menashe and Ephraim, took their inheritance. When Yaakov blessed his grandsons, he blessed Ephraim first. According to Matsudas David on chapter 17 of Yehoshua, even though according to his status as the firstborn, it would be the normal order for Menashe to receive his inheritance of land first, Ephraim receives his first in keeping with Yaakov's blessing. Shevet Ephraim has their portion allocated before Shevet Menashe does. The last verse in this chapter reads, V'loi hirishu es hakana'ani hayoshev begozer vayishev hakana'ani bekerev Ephraim ad hayom hazeh vayihi lemas oved. And they did not drive out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwelt among the Ephraim to this day, and they became forced laborers. In this instance, we learn of the meaning of to this day. in the first book of Kings, chapter 9, verse 16, when Shlomo HaMelech, King Shlomo, marries the daughter of Parai, Parai defeats the region with Gezer in it, rids the Canaanites from the area, and gives the land to his daughter as a gift, dowry, according to Rashi. Why do the tribes of Yehuda and Ephraim get their portion in Eretz Yisrael before the other tribes? Kalev is from the tribe of Yehuda, and Yehoshua is from the tribe of Ephraim. Yehuda and Ephraim are the first and second tribes to receive their portion in Eretz Yisrael. Abarbanel explains in his commentary to Yehoshua chapter 14 that these two tribes were first and second because Kalev and Yehoshua, having not been punished with dying in the desert, had remained from the generation who had fallen into disarray after the report of the 10 out of 12 spies sent by Moshe. So they merited to come to their inheritance of the land first. We learnt in the last perek, when looking at the allocation to Shevet Yehuda first, that the Gra comments in the opening to this chapter, chapter 16, that Yehuda and Yosef were the tribes given their part of the land first before the other tribes, because Yehuda and Ephraim are the leaders of the tribes, and the first kings came from them, and the future redeemers, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, will come from them. They inherit land first, as Mashiach will come from them. In Haftaras Vayigash, which comes from Yechezkel chapter 37, Yechezkel tells of the following message he received from Hashem. Vayhi Devar Hashem Elai Lemar. The word of Hashem came to me, saying, Va'ata ven Adam, kach lecha etz echod, uchasoiv alav liyehuda, v'livnei Yisrael chaverov. And you, son of man, take for yourself one stick and write upon it for Yehuda and for the children of Yisrael, his companions. Ulekach eitz echod, uchasoiv olav liyosef eitz Ephraim v'chol beis Yisrael chaverov. And take one stick and write upon it for Yosef, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Yisrael, his companions. V'korav oisam echod el echod l'cha le'etz echod v'hayu la'achodim b'yodecha, and bring them close, one to the other, into one stick, and they shall be one in your hand. So one stick for Yehuda, one stick for Ephraim. Over the course of history of Eretz Yisrael, sadly there was a split into two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. The southern kingdom was called Yehuda, and the northern kingdom was called Yisrael, but it's also referred to in Torah as Ephraim. So southern kingdom Yehuda, northern kingdom Ephraim. Hold the sticks together, and they will become one stick. Continuing in reference to the verses from Yechezkel, and when the children of your people say to you, saying, will you not tell us what these are to you? Say to them, so says Hashem, God. Say to them, so says Hashem, God. Behold, I will take the stick of Yosef, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Yisrael, his companions, and I will place them with him with the stick of Yehuda, and I will make them into one stick, and they shall become one in my hand. Yechezkel is putting the sticks together. The tribes will unite. The kingdoms will unite. Hashem promises unity, that he will gather the people together to the land from among the nations, that he will make them into one nation with one king. They won't be divided into two kingdoms anymore. Ephraim and Yehuda united. The times of which the prophet speaks are the times of Mashiach, the ultimate redemption. May they come speedily in our days. The B'nai Yisachar on Kislev 2:25 says that the exile of Egypt is the root of all other future exiles. When Yaakov wants to sow the seed for redemption at the start of the Egyptian exile, he sends Yehuda ahead of himself to Goshen. Yosef is already in Egypt. Mashiach will come from Yosef and from Yehuda. Yaakov is sending Yehuda ahead to be in Egypt also, so that the root of each Mashiach, the redemptive start, will be in place where the exile is going to happen. As we come in to possess the land of Yisrael, as detailed in Sefer Yehoshua, we start with Yehuda and Ephraim, those from whom Mashiachs will descend. The foundation for Ge'ula is being laid from the start of life in Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda is established, Ephraim is established. The roots of Ge'ula, redemption, are in place. As we learn about the division of the land, physical, perhaps we can try to look past the soil to the spiritual redemptive potential upon which it is founded. Perhaps we can remember that little bit more frequently as we move through the physicality of our everyday life, that we long for a better time, one when our hearts and our minds are fully occupied with spiritual pursuit, when Hashem's presence dwells more tangibly in our midst, when our people is united and we have peace and all the promises of a more comfortable life. Perhaps we can infuse our lives a little more with anticipation of the better times to come, the times of Mashiach. May it come speedily in our days. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmas, Frida Bas Moshe Eliyahu.